Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mike and I were just talking before our last break about the possibility of how long Michael Penix may or may be out, may not be out. Our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN is reporting that he will not need a full reconstruction on his left ACL per league sources, which then Mike says that nine-month timetable we were talking about, it's more like six.
It ramps up to 6 months,
which
right.
is great. So, that's what we were talking about, the uncertainty of not knowing some of this stuff. But Mark Raimondi reporting that from ESPN. So that's good news. I mean, honestly, right. that's what they're saying. It's not a full reconstruction.
Because, again, we're not orthopedists, as Carl said earlier. We're not trying to play one on the radio. But, yeah, if it's 6 months, that means he's eligible for camp. He maybe misses a mini camp.
Yep.
9 months, that means he misses a lot, big chunk of camp and mini camp. So, and again, don't know what this team's going to look like next year as far as who's calling the shots. But, you know, first things first, get Michael Penix Jr. out there on the field. And hopefully Zach, you know, plays to his strengths or somebody else does.
All right, as we are moving along today, Coach is going to join us, by the way. He'll join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Usually when they get off the field, he'll jump in here with us inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We'll also get a player or two along the way, so stay tuned for that as we get a vibe of what's going on. I did see where Zach Robinson, Mike, today said, our backs are against the wall. Be yourselves. That was his message to the offense.
One of my favorite songs from the New Jack City soundtrack. Very underrated.
What's that?
I got my back against the wall. And is in the dirt. Remember that, Daddy?
Okay.
You know what? I'm just saying.
So
it's a hidden gem on that soundtrack.
Zach says at some point here, Mooney will get a high amount of targets and he'll start taking off.
Yes. All
okay.
right. Mooney
All
time.
Right. All right.
Rocket to the moon, baby.
We need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that he broke his clavicle. Takes forever. Anyone's had that? I've had that injury. It hurts to breathe, get out of a car, let alone play some football. But he hasn't been himself, and he's just not been responding. For every big catch, there's been a big drop.
Yeah.
But, man, if Mooney can pick up some of the slack, I mean, as I said, Kirk Cousins, I wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer. Kirk had success with Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray had 600 yards and change with Kirk last year. He's not here. So, next man up. But when Drake gets back in the mix, perhaps, it's just this receiver core, if it's not Drake, Carl, let's be honest, you have no confidence as a fan, right?
No, zero. I mean, come on.
And Pitts is in that conversation.
Yeah, but we will see. Look, maybe Kirk Cousins can elevate these guys.
Hey, Captain Kirk to the rescue. Be fun if we have him back in studio. We can finally have that blow-by-blow after everything went down.
Is he speaking to you?
We had a conversation a few months back. Remember, I saw him here.
You did.
Back in September. I said, I'm sorry if I came off like a turd. He said, you got a job to do. So there you go.
All right. Just wondering.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will find out. Because here's the deal. If we take off, we will have a chance to talk to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And it's going to get really interesting. Let's hope that's the case.
Meanwhile, the guys in their cars are going, oh, will you stop?
What?
They think we're full of crap with this. We're just giving you positives, guys. Potential positives.
Are we not supposed to look at the other side of the reality
Correct.
Of what could happen?
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
It could happen. I don't know if it – I don't think it will, but it could happen.
We go on a 4-game win streak. We're right back to 500.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And unfortunately, we're still looking up at probably 5 or 6 teams in the playoffs.
But, I mean, look, I'd rather have that than this season just continue to go
right.
the way it has.
And give me a reason to get down to Mercedes-Benz for that Seattle game, that Rams game, to be fired up over.
That,
right?
Yeah, no doubt. And those games looked so big a few weeks back, man.
Yes,
it was like,
did.
Man, Rams. And all right, we got a lot more to get to. 3 o'clock hour, we will tell you the latest about Shedeur Sanders. It is official. We'll get into that. Big O's back at the studio. Day-Day, our executive producer, is here with us live inside of Ticketmaster Studios. Let's get to the Daily Download.
story number one.
It's our Atlanta Hawks, guys. They lose 120 to 112 last night at State Farm Arena. Mike, Jalen Johnson did his thing, right? 25 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Nikhil, 24 points. That's Nikhil Alexander-Walker. He showed up. But the Hawks were without their three big guns. That's Trey, that's Rishai Shea, that's Porzingis. I'm not going to tell you they beat the Pistons because they're one of the best teams in the league, but I do think this would have looked a little bit different with those guys.
Yeah, and I know that we spent a lot of time. And look, I'm not trying to be like, you know, Trey's cheerleader. I'm just saying in games like this, there was, you know, they get it down to 1 point that we don't score for about like 10 trips back and forth. It's like 3.5 minute drought. So you need Trey. You know, that's scoring on demand. Trey's going to get his. He's either going to teardrop it. Yeah, he might chuck a three, but he's going to get you some points. And that was missing, but you're right. Rishai Shea has rounded into a hell of a player. You and I talked about him leading up to this game. Jalen Duren, man, that dude is just a beast. And look, Porzingis isn't a rim protector, but a little more height. Mo Gay actually had better success when he was on the floor than Okongwu at times.
No doubt. To Mike's point, it's 136 to play. It's 108-106. It's a two-point game. You got a shot. We don't have a closer on the floor. And that was the issue last night. Meanwhile, 120 to play. Cade comes down, pulls up, jumper in the face. Cade comes back down, next possession, Mike. Layup.
A dagger.
In the face. Cunningham took over.
Because he's that dude. He's been killing us for years.
He has. So that was part of the issue. Let's hear this crazy three by Vit Krejci. It was a 29-footer, guys. It looked like this. You see the score. It's a little bit deceiving because we had some threes at the end of the game that, I don't know, you just kind of close your eyes. But nevertheless, this was one of them from Vit.
Jalen looks to get it in. He does out to Vit, who fires. And he hits another one from near midcourt. He just heaved it up there and it went in, and the Hawks are down by four.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, you go, oh, we got a shot. Well, Vit is really lucky. But, guys, Mike, we like our team. We like what we're seeing thus far. I said to Mike today on our pre-show, and go check it out. It's behind the curtain. It's online. Guys, you can see it. I want to see us healthy. I want to see what this full squad looks like with the Porzingis, with Rishai Shea, who was dealing with the hip injury, Trey getting back. What's that look like? So we can really start to judge what this team's going to be. Right now, it's good, but we know it's incomplete.
I just looked at the box score and the play-by-play. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go. It's a one-point game. That's what we're talking about with Daniels. Daniels makes the runner, and then we don't score again until 3:29 left in the game. So that's what we're talking about.
Empty possession.
And that's where Trey comes in, because Trey's going to get something cooking. But as we said, Rishai Shea, Porzingis. The good news is, you know, if you want to look at it the other way, not having those guys, and we kept the game close with the Pistons for the duration.
The other way to look at it. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Big O, let me hear the final call.
Pass is tipped and stolen, and that's going to do it. 5 seconds to go. The Pistons will dribble it out, and the horn will sound, and that's it. And the Pistons now have won 11 in a row, and they have snapped the Hawks' five-game winning streak. Good effort by the Hawks falls short. Final score here in Atlanta. The Pistons 120 and the Hawks 112.
Yeah, that is real. 11 in a row. I don't care what time of year it is. I don't care who you're playing. That's impressive by the Pistons. Meanwhile, Mike, as we talk about the NBA, LeBron made his return last night. Just real quick.
Oh. They bombed him. I mean, again, all of a sudden, man, you look with some of the pieces you've got with Luka, you know, with any other role players. I mean, Austin Reeves, they got dudes,
they
man.
They might do something.
The last role for LeBron?
The last stand.
The last roundup with LeBron. The last stand. I don't know. Either way you want to play it, man. But LeBron James, I'm not too old for this blank.
I know. This is going to be the commercial.
Yeah, someone should do that with AI. You know?
He had missed the first 14 games of the season, but he was back with the Lakers last night. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
How about them Dogs? They move up to number four in the latest college football playoff rankings, and deservingly so. They slapped Texas. Alabama lost. This makes total sense. And Kirby Mike is in prime position once again to get a bye if they handle business.
And a bye, and this is the debate we had with Connor Riley. We'll talk to Mike Griffith about it tomorrow from Dog Nation. Do you want to or not to play for the SEC championship? I know that Kirby and his players want to, but do you feel, Carl, that a little more wear and tear and the chance for somebody to get hurt, that maybe you're better off just being on ice? But being on ice for an entire month?
Long time.
I don't know if coaches like that idea either.
The teams that got byes last year didn't win it. Just remember that.
True that.
So that's – and it doesn't mean anything. Again, you know, what happened last year, but it makes you think about the time off, the preparation, having your team prepared. Like, a week off is great. When you start talking about weeks off, holidays, family, guys' minds wandering, cats thinking about spring in the NFL, like, there's a lot of stuff. I need you right here, and that's a lot of time.
But we'll see now. I mean, I know that Kirby does want to play for it. We'll see how that goes because, you know, if you do see what that would be, because Alabama wins a tiebreaker by virtue of head-to-head.
Yep.
And then, you know, man, Texas A&M, they did not get penalized for that awful performance in the first half against South Carolina. As we said, precedent was set with Indiana losing and then coming from behind to beat Penn State, so they didn't punish them. The guys who got punished, and I still think they're getting punished for the Florida State loss, is Alabama. They're behind Notre Dame. Just real quick, for those that are into the thing, and the thing is strength of schedule for us, Tide is 4-1 against ranked teams.
Yeah.
The Irish are 1-2, and their only ranked win is against USC. But they are still ahead of Alabama. So, I mean, you should be on strength of schedule, and who you played, Alabama should be ahead. But it's to me like that Florida State thing staring him in the face.
I do, too. Here was the announcement last night, by the way, courtesy of ESPN, when they announced where the dogs were.
At number four, this is going to be Georgia. Georgia seems like it's playing its best ball. They really put a spanking on Texas.
They really did. And for 2 weeks in a row now, they've played four quarters. There was a concern about the way they started games. 2 weeks in a row, really good early.
Yeah, look, you can easily say right now, and it doesn't mean anything until January, but the Dogs are the best team in the SEC right now. And the crazy thing is September, we didn't feel that way. I don't think we felt that way through much of October. And now, you know, you get here and you're like, okay, they are the best team right now playing in the SEC. More on that to come in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the ACC, real quick, just because of Georgia Tech, the strength of schedule killing them right now. The win over Clemson doesn't help them. They did go out of conference to play Oregon. They're not even bowl eligible, so that doesn't help. Miami still a long shot to reach the ACC title. Again, Miami, that was a big win over NC State. We'll see, though, Georgia Tech. I mean, you've got to beat Pitt. First things first, Carl. No slip-ups.
No.
You know, and then Georgia Tech can still, you know, potentially punch their ticket and get in there. But, I mean, it's just Georgia Tech's been wobbling on defensive leg.
I can say because that secures their ticket into the ACC championship game. The ACC championship game technically is more important to them to get into the playoff than Georgia. Because the Georgia win or lose,
they play,
yes.
play close, lose to Georgia, beat a ranked opponent in the ACC championship.
You're in. But if you lose to Georgia and win, right, you're in. If you beat Georgia and lose the ACC championship game, you might not be in. You're probably not in.
I don't know. We'll see how again, but this committee, there's no consistency with the committee from year to year and from week to week, the way I look at it.
And I know people are going to say, wait a minute, you're telling me we beat Georgia but lose the championship game? Yes, because there's value in these championship games. That's why coaches are saying, I don't necessarily want to be a part of them.
Right.
That you put value on the championship game, that value is more than Georgia Tech, even though we know it's a huge rivalry for us. The committee's going to say, wait a minute, you had a chance to win your conference, and you didn't. I think that matters, despite the fact that they might be beating a number four Georgia team.
The thing with Pitt is, I mean, a good defense will squash Pitt, but Georgia Tech doesn't have a really good defense, so this may be a really high-scoring game.
It's going to be interesting. Look, Pitt could play a big spoiler right here, man.
They had great opportunities against Notre Dame and shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Anytime they got field position or a turnover, anytime they could claw back into that. My wife went to Pitt, so I had to watch it. No, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, though. This is when it gets interesting, guys. More on the college football playoff rankings coming up. Coach Raheem Morris is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Quick reminder, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, football parties, and more, guys, and say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday, 6 to 9, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, as we get more NFL conversation along the way, the big story that Mike and I have been waiting for all season long is playing out. Finally. And I am very interested in seeing how it looks. Shedeur Sanders has been named the starter in Cleveland. for everyone that says, can he play? I don't think he's any good. Again, just like with Cousins getting his opportunity again, here we go, Shador. Here's your chance. And, Mike, I don't know if you heard. We didn't talk about it yesterday. His damn house got robbed.
Yeah, I mean, had a bad day, threw a pick, couldn't, you know, it was a chance to have a, you know, come from behind victory, and that would have been something as his first, you know, chance to get out there and impress the Browns. Browns, everybody in Browns Nation is behind this guy. But a couple of miscreants broke into his, and this thing has happened in Los Angeles, it's happened in New York. Anytime a guy for the home team is at the stadium, they're breaking into people's houses. It's a job.
Yeah, it is. And that's the sick part about knowing what, you know, where these guys are, unfortunately. But for Shador, this is his opportunity, man. And look, we talk about a guy getting concussed. It happens, right?
Dylan Gabriel. Right.
This is how it plays out. I mean, maybe Shador plays himself into the good graces of Cleveland, you know, ownership, because they've not given him a chance. And last week, the debate was he didn't take any first-team snaps, right? I heard Coach talking about this with Kirk Cousins. Remember, maybe it was 2 weeks ago when we didn't know if Penix was going to play, and Coach was like, well, he's out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And the
game Cousins.
Yes. And Cousins didn't get a lot of snaps, but then they went with him.
Right.
Then he looked like he didn't get a lot of snaps, right? He didn't look that great. Same thing kind of with Shador Sanders, where he got thrown into the game last week. We'll see. He's going to getting a full rep, a week of reps, this week with Cleveland. All right, more to get to, including Odell Beckham. Are you interested? Because apparently he's been cleared.
Well, he has familiarity with some of the coaching staff here.
All right.
But he was with the Rams for that Super Bowl run.
And the big thing that people are talking about around the NFL has nothing to do with the NFL. It has everything to do with the WWE. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.